Chapter 7. Return to Toad Hall. The rats got hold of Toad's neck, pulled him out of the water, and took him into his hall.
"Oh, Ratty," cried Toad, "I've done so many wonderful things since I last saw you. The dangers that I've been in. I was put in prison, escaped, of course, pushed into a canal, swam safely away, stole a horse, sold it for a lot of money. Oh, I am a clever toad, and..."
"Toad," said the water rat, very seriously, "stop boasting. Go upstairs at once, wash yourself, and put on some of my clothes. I've never seen anything as wet and dirty as you are." Toad went upstairs a little crossly, but he was pleased to get out of the washerwoman's dress. He came down very clean and tidy, and ready to tell the rat all about his adventures, how clever, how brave, how successful he had been. The rat gave him lunch and listened unsmiling, while Toad talked and talked and talked. When at last he finished, the rat looked up.
"I have to tell you, Toad," he said slowly, "that I feel ashamed, yes, ashamed to have a criminal, an escaped prisoner, for my friend. Can't you see that none of this is exciting or amusing?"